Academy. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Challenge, the podcast all about the challenge on CBS, Paramount Plus, and MTV. As I saw Tim updated our description.
Yeah, it's getting very extensive, isn't it?
Right.
What network are they adding next?
This is Brian. Sitting to my right is
Amanda.
And across the table,
Big Uncle Sweet Team.
Head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. Only two people since last time we recorded.
I approved one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I approved one of them. You're welcome, whoever you are, random person.
And join our Patreon.
I'm not even getting any sound in my right ear.
Oh, if it's just the right, it's this thing. Yeah, you gotta twist that thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Testing. Technical difficulties.
Is this any better?
No.
Shitty headphones. We gotta get over to Blake's. Headphones.
Yeah.
Right.
Get our headphones back.
Yep.
Liberate our headphones.
Right.
Well, originally we were gonna be down at QuadCon today.
That's right.
But I did not sleep well, so we did not get up in time.
But you're going after this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But my plan was we were going to swing by the studio, grab a couple of the nice ones, bring them with.
Downtown.
Yeah.
But then our plans got all...
Oops.
It was just out of the way.
Is it called QuadCon because it started in the Quad Cities?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense then.
Plus, I think they try to hit four quadrants of fandom, comics, toys, something. Oh. Cosplay.
Anime, cosplay.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Something, I don't know.
All right. I'm only into none of those. So I will not be attending. I was thinking about going, but
that's fun. They probably have like Wander. Evil Dead stuff.
Yeah, I like the pop culture stuff, and I do need no more Ash figurines. I've only got six Ash.
That's it.
Just Wander.
Fucking poser.
I know. I need more. Well, the dog ate one, so it would have been seven.
Blame it on the dog.
I did. I just did. Just heard it.
Plus, that dude from The Walking Dead is going to be there. You should go meet him.
I should. I like meeting celebrities.
Yeah. Gotten bored with it over time.
Really? I still like it. I'm still into it.
I was going to try to go up to Flashback Weekend next weekend. The weekend after Nashville.
Oh, right.
And I remembered I have to work that weekend.
Oh, week. Boo. But hey, speaking of the weekend in Nashville, anybody listening out there that's going to the Challenge Mania event in Nashville, Challenged will be there.
We'll be there. I'm so excited.
Look for us.
I cannot wait.
We're going to be there all weekend, so if you're going to be there all weekend, you can go drinking with Tim and Amanda.
Yeah.
That's right. And Wolfie's too embarrassed to admit it, but he loves hugs, and he loves...
I don't mind hugs.
Great conversation that lasts all night. So when you see him, give him a big hug. And
If we're having a group conversation, I don't mind.
He likes one-on-one.
Yeah.
Pull him aside.
Yeah, he likes you to corner him.
Yeah, look him deeply, intensely in the eyes, and have an intimate conversation.
Yeah.
About uncomfortable topics.
Right.
No, that's fine.
Treat him like a therapist.
Only if I can record it and put it on the show. we need to figure out what we're doing for the show next week. It's our usual recording day. We may have to jump on a Thursday and record.
Right.
I'll have the kids, but I can do it. I can do it like a Zoom one. Yeah. Or whatever. You just can come here.
No.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. So obviously we can't.
I was gonna say I'm off Friday, so I mean
we're leaving on Friday.
I know, so we could do Thursday night. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because
I thought you were gonna say we could do Friday, and I'd be like, that's not gonna work.
No,
you could do on the plane.
I'm off on Friday, so Thursday night would be fine because like no one's gonna go to work the next day. We just gotta get on a plane and go to Nashville.
Miss, I need to buy some Wi-Fi for the next hour. So we can do our show on the plane.
That Wi-Fi sucks. That would never work.
It would never hold the show. Wi-Fi. Yeah. No.
Never bought Wi-Fi on a plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's worth it. I mean, even though it sucks, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's like 10 bucks.
Meh.
Those downloads.
I played Angry Birds on the seat in front of me when we flew to Key West.
Was there a movie? Could you play a movie in front of me?
Oh, I could play all kinds of movies.
If there's a little screen in front of me, I don't typically buy Wi-Fi.
But those are only like 4 hour or more flights. Like anything less than 4 hours, you don't get those kind of luxury.
This is an Allegiant flight that we're going to
Nashville? Yeah, no, there's nothing. No, there won't be
nothing. There won't even be Wi-Fi.
It's an hour.
You better have something on your phone or your headphones or your tablet.
Yeah, there won't even be an option for Wi-Fi in that one.
No.
Yeah.
So. I'll probably just listen to podcasts the whole way there.
Yeah.
Ignore both of you.
Right.
They're going to be like, Brian. And I'll be like, nope. I'm listening to this episode of Dateline. I can't
Gotta get geared up to talk to people in person.
Right.
Gotta prepare.
Yeah.
Gotta have a fucking Rocky moment.
Punch dead meat. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Gotta get all prepared. All right.
Run up some stairs.
Hop myself up. Let's go.
So we get on Friday.
It's not that bad.
Challenge Mania on Saturday.
I believe yes. so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What time do we get in on Friday? Late? Early? The
flight's at 2.
Oh, okay. Afternoon, evening.
And it's about an hour and 15 minutes.
So it'll be 4 or 5 will be in Nashville.
Yeah. Okay.
Me and Amanda will be drunk by 5:30. Wolfie will be the bummer over there, bumming us out.
Yeah.
I don't want hot chicken.
All right. No, I'll have the hot chicken.
Yeah. He's down for all the food opportunities. Yeah. He's just not down for the
conversation.
Bar goings. Things. Not his
shenanigans.
Not his jams. Yeah. Your loss. Yeah.
Whoever challenge fans that will be there on Friday, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Me and Amanda will party with you. We'll feel stay back in the house.
Yeah,
you act like I'm not gonna have any drinks.
And if you're not gonna get there until Saturday, we're gonna be still in town on Sunday.
Yeah.
We don't leave till the crack of dawn on Monday. So
Brian, are you listening? Brian, come on down.
Come on. No.
Too pricey.
Do it.
How far away does he live?
Hey,
I think he's California.
If we get that place that has the bed kitchen, Brian,
you can sleep in the kitchen.
You can sleep in the bed in the kitchen if we get this place that's got this bed in the kitchen.
Save some money. You can sleep in the bed in the kitchen.
Right.
There you go.
Cut you a deal.
Yeah.
See?
Cut you a deal.
Only thing is you can't use the bathroom. So you got to pee out. You got to pee out the window.
Yeah.
And no number twos.
Right. Yeah. No bathing all weekend.
Kidding.
Gross.
Jokes.
I
ain't living with people like that. Yeah, no, I ain't living with people who ain't showered.
Well, you've done it before for horror conventions.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Those were
ancient history.
Young days. Oh, God. I was so young back then. Oh, just a pup. 22.
Oh, Carlin's here.
23. Yeah, that's why I could do that back then. But I also, after the very first trip, I never went on another trip without my super strong condensed Bath and Body air freshener.
Oh, okay.
It always went in the bathroom. You stay in a room with 4 boys. It was intense.
Yeah. Carlin wonders if we're in the pre-show. It sure does seem that way.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
But we're not.
We're not. We're actually in the show.
But you could do the thing.
We're rambling.
Like they did on Silence of the Lambs. Just put the little things under your nose.
Bigs of vapor.
Oh, yeah, no way. Yeah. What are you talking about? No.
That's how you do it.
I just freshen the joint with air sprays. Can't be with that many boys.
Open those windows.
Yeah.
Especially because Dave's got bad BO. Like he just does. Like he does.
Dave
like,
used to sweat onions.
He did. Like I don't even know what was wrong with that man, but he just always smells like freaking onions and that's gross and Randy farts and and it was just gross after 2 days of that. You definitely needed just room spray, and I would like open up the screen door when they were all gone.
I'm sure they weren't offended by
air
that at
the
all.
Place out.
Every time somebody walks in the room, you just spray a little extra. Oh, hi, Randy.
He better not have been offended because he was not concerned about anybody else.
No.
I mean, him and Wes shared a bed.
Yeah.
And Randy would just be like,
poor Wes.
And Wes would be like, what the fuck?
The blanket just flapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
Oh, man. All right.
Let's get into this week's episode.
All right.
Let's get into this week's episode. All right. I was like, well, do you want to do the review first? Will it impact my episode?
Oh, I told Amanda she had a bad review, and now she can't move past it until we read it.
Oh, she has a bad review?
Yeah, she has a bad review.
Oh, I thought you said I had a bad
review.
No,
you don't. No.
Damn it.
No.
I wanted the bad review.
No, I told you. You were so excited about it.
Just change Amanda's mind.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Yeah. We'll read it at the end of the show. You're going to be on pins and needles, Amanda.
All right.
And listeners to hear Wolfie's bad review at the end of the show.
Yeah.
I want bad reviews. People, give us 5 stars and then leave a scathing review of my performance on the show.
Yeah. Got to eat more potato chips on the mic.
I have
that'll do it.
Yeah.
Where are they?
No, you're
I have
good.
Some here.
They're right there.
That's empty.
Oh, shit.
She put hers away.
I
got some tortilla chips from Chili's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are his fave.
Those are great, aren't they?
That's his absolute favorite.
Chili's chips and salsa, unironically, best chips and salsa
ever.
Ever. So they're so fucking good.
Yeah.
Chips are very, very thin.
Even if
Oh, man.
Even if I don't want actual dinner. I'm just like, we should go to Chili's.
Yeah. Get, right. And it's like, $3?
Three bowls of chips and salsa, and then I'll take my dinner home.
Yeah. Yep. And it's like, it's bottomless chips and salsa, and it's so cheap. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on chips and salsa.
We should go just get a drink, a refillable drink and refillable chips and salsa, and stay there for like 5 hours.
Oh, fucking A. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Lord. Well, folks.
Chili.
Let's get into this episode. This is The Challenge USA, episode 3, titled Declarations of Independence. And
Garland says, Amanda, that trip sounds awful.
Oh, yeah.
All the horror conventions is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. It was very special. If I just didn't like getting trashed and laughing and enjoying everyone's company so bad, and we were just not like poor young people back then.
Right.
Like, I would have never done this. Never done
this. But you got to be glad you had those experiences.
Oh, agreed.
I went to Mardi Gras one time.
They were a blast.
Four of us slept in one Dodge Durango for 2 nights.
Oh, man.
I could not imagine doing that now.
No.
Even though I'm not 43 like Wolfie. Oh, yeah.
Well, but, I mean.
Glad I did it then, though.
We all packed in a freaking minivan, right? Like a bunch of us, and drove to Vegas. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah, that's like a three-day drive.
For 24
hours. 27 Scott, hours, I believe.
But when you're young, I guess you can power through and do that in 26 hours.
Yeah. We all rotated driving.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Doing that now, it's like, no, I need about 11 hours of sleep.
No, I'll just. I'll just fly.
Yeah.
I'll pay the $100 and fly to Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. We drove there for a ska festival, and legitimately there were 7 of us in the minivan, one for every seatbelt. And we are not a small people. Like, okay.
Collectively.
So, like, collectively, our group of friends is not small. We're all tall. And if we're not heavy too, like, you know, you were a tall, like, decently sized human, so
yeah,
I believe Polk was the skinniest one on that in the trip,
really.
Jim
and Polk is still,
and Jim
6'1, 190,
yeah, exactly. Like, Jim and Polk were the smallest dudes on the trip, like, and they still big ass dudes, like, they're not tiny, like,
we're Midwestern, and, baby,
like,
corn fed.
And we're Dave thick, Gibbons' wife stock. Was probably the shortest, but she was still heavy set. And so, like, you got all these people, and we're like crammed in this minivan, and like, I'm the youngest, so like, I'm stuck in like the back corner seat by like the wheel well, you know, like, and my giant legs, like 6 foot ass Amanda's cram back here next to Dave and Carrie Gibbons for like a ride all the way to Vegas. It was terrible.
Good times.
Those were young, stupid, fun. Well, talking about young and stupid and fun, these
segway.
How about people, that segue?
These people on the challenge.
Professional.
They're trying to have some fun. Previously on was Kylan and Xavier standing in an empty hot tub. And then Derek walks in with a teapot and pours in some water and says, "We made a big splash." And Xavier says, "Cannonball," and does a cannonball into this tiny
puddle of water.
I bet
Tim hated this.
They're having fun, but I hated this. Yeah, yes, I did hate
this.
Right. Yeah. Very uninspired.
I never need to see Kylan or Xavier or Derek ever again.
I don't know. Kylan, I can take or leave Kylan.
Yeah.
He just looks like a stupid guy. He just, like, there's nothing behind those eyes. I'm sure he's very kind and nice.
He's probably a serial killer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. He just looks empty to me.
Yeah. So this episode starts off after James and Kayla's win over Tiffany and Cashel.
I have to go to the fucking algorithm.
And the big algorithm reveal for the week.
This is so stupid.
Dun, dun, dun.
It is so stupid.
So the new teams for the week are David and Shannon, Kylan and Angela, Derek and Shan, Ben and Kira, Enzo and Desi, Dominic and Cachet, Danny and Azza, Xavier and Kayla, Tyson and Alyssa, Cinco and Sarah, Leo and Justine, and James and Tasha.
Yep. When are they going to drop this algorithm shit?
Just
say like, oh, producers decided this is the most interesting
pairing.
I still say, should have just let them pick their own partners every week.
Yeah.
But you cannot pick the same partner twice.
Right.
Yeah.
So much drama. Remember when CT didn't pick Cam?
Yeah.
How much drama that generated on the show?
Yeah.
It's a drama machine. You don't need this stupid producer algorithm stuff.
I agree. And not only would that be, I mean, just the drama of picking a partner, but because they know that's coming, they would try to line up their partners ahead of time. There'd be some politics in lining up partners.
Yes. Right. And then it's like, why was I your last partner? Right. Yeah. People would be pissed.
Yes. I think that would be a very strong addition to this show for sure.
God. Yeah. Damn it,
TJ, are you listening? Right? Call us next time.
Yeah, before you set all this up in your meetings.
Right, before you set up your final.
Right. Well, TJ does have this another one of those weird comments that were like, he's just so nice in this. He says, TJ says, haven't seen a group this heavy in heart in a long time.
Yeah. Like, I don't like CBS TJ.
You don't like the positivity?
No. I want him being like, that was pathetic. Yeah. That's the TJ I love.
Yeah. CBS people are not getting the true TJ. No. He hates everyone. Yeah. Gives people shit about
quitting.
He's annoyed
he's even there.
Yeah.
He's getting that. He's getting that CBS money.
Yeah.
He's become soft.
I would be too with that CBS money, man. Good for you, TJ.
Yeah. Good for you, bud.
TJ.
So then there's the Amazing Race kind of group chat. Karen, congrats to James and Kayla for their win. You know, they kind of are thinking to themselves like, hey, go. We need to just kind of blend in and let them kind of go after each other. There's bigger fish to fry kind of thing. Then we get Derek and Shan talking. No. Shan says,
I know, fuck Shan.
I'm not deviously plotting. Yeah. Okay.
That's all you do.
Yeah.
And then Derek says that he's kind of weary of their partnership.
You should be.
Shan says that she has an alliance, but she doesn't know if it's real.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the challenge, man.
So, yeah.
Because alliances in Survivor are certainly stronger than the challenge for sure. Mm-hmm. The challenge is very flexible and fluid, and it changes every week.
You literally can just vote them out and they leave. It's not like they have a chance to stay after you vote for them.
Right.
It's easy to have a super strong alliance like that when that's the case. But when there's this weird flexibility of like you having to work with other people and then having the chance for them to come back and not go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yes, for sure.
So then we get James and Tasha talking. Tasha says she won't give up. And in her little interview, she says she thinks that these random partners are going to start showing and like helping split up these big group divides. She says, like, you really have to only be worried about yourself. Like, you have to have a partnership the next week and you have to perform well, in order to keep yourself safe. And these, kind of big alliances are, she thinks this is going to start to kind of break them up. James, on the other hand, he is doing his darndest to try to join the strong Survivor alliance.
Yeah.
He thinks that this is the way to go, that this group is obviously kind of the strongest and the most powerful, and they definitely have numbers. So
yeah, I don't know how the Amazing Race worked, but this is a Survivor strategy of find the biggest alliance and try your best to join that one.
Right.
Even though you'll be at the bottom of it, you're better off joining that alliance.
Yeah.
But the challenge is not that game. And I don't think alliances are as strong on the challenge.
Well, and I don't think Amazing Race isn't really an alliance game. I mean, you can have little like kind of like, oh, I'll help you out if I can kind of relationships on the Amazing Race. But there's nothing where you can, like, it's not like a vote people out thing. It's like who gets to the next checkpoint last. So, you know, it's whether you help out the guy behind you because you like them and you got through it, or whether you don't. Like, it's, you know, alliances are not really a thing. So I'm not sure if he's just trying to, you know, play the Survivor game or what.
Garland says she doesn't mind the algorithm, but does hate the 5 minutes it takes up every week.
Mm-hmm.
And she does like our idea of picking their own partners better.
Yeah.
And Shan, she says Shan annoys her.
Yeah.
Shan annoys me too. I think the only downside with them picking their own is there would be people left over that could not partner because they'd already been partners and they would have to go back and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'd be a little, it'd be clumsier. I think that's why the algorithm exists, but it's still be better without it.
We get Cachet and Sarah talking about Cinco. This is when like Dominic is like packing or moving his stuff or something, and he overhears, and he's like pissed that her head's not in the game. Yeah. Like, Dominic doesn't look good this whole fucking episode. No, okay?
He looks garbage.
Yeah. He looks like a garbage human.
Yeah.
So, and he thinks that he is like God's gift, and it's not a good look, and this is where it all starts.
Yeah, but so Dominic, yeah, you're right. He's not looking good here, but he has a point, I think, and he's 43 like you, Wolf. He's an old man.
Sure.
I would have no idea what that's like to be that old. Seems unbelievable.
Pretty much the same about 42.
No, it seems totally different. But
just a short time from now, we'll ask you.
Well, no, that's short time. Forever away. Short time. It's a whole different season away that I'll be.
That's very short.
But he has a point, and I think if I was in that house, I would have the same attitude of like, "Are you serious? Like, we're competing for all this money, and you're hung up on your ex-boyfriend, and you're trying to get like figure this out, like we're partners now."
Right.
Yeah. I think it's less about his attitude and more about how he presents it.
Yes, I think so too.
I don't think he presents it to his partner very well.
No, or to the world.
That's it. So how can you say that he's even a remote, like it's not, no, that's, his opinion is, you know, that she is a unintelligent, young woman, and he makes that known throughout the entire
yes, episode. He's super condescending to her, and
and that's one of those like gross things. It's like, hey, just because you know, and I mean, it's just because she's a young pretty girl does not mean that she's not playing the game or playing her own version.
It's like she said last week, though. Everybody hates them because they're beautiful women.
Yeah. I hate beautiful women. Mm. Hate them.
Beautiful women are gross.
Somehow I don't think this is true, but you say that. Okay. then we get Tyson and Angela, a little chat. We need to give them the pairing of them some kind of name. Like
Tangela?
Ison?
No, Tangela's better.
Tangela. No, they need some kind of group name or some kind of like symbolic like duo name, you know, whether it be like
TNA.
Ooh, I like that.
They definitely do.
CBS, where are you? Wolfie came up with that on the top of his head.
Boom.
Yeah. Just saying.
Just saying, multi-million-dollar ideas in this head.
TNA is great.
Both of them kind of talk like, "Hey, you know, like we know that the weak competitors need to go because then that gives us the best chance of getting a good partner and performing well and getting more money." So Shan overhears them kind of chatting and stuff, and says that she has her eye on Tyson, that he's supposed to be Survivor Strong, but she's not sure.
Is this when they're talking about they only want like the best? I want to compete against the best people.
That keeps coming up this episode.
And I'm just like,
later.
You don't know the challenge.
Yeah.
No. But Tyson
says something similar. He says we need to get out the weak people so we're not paired with them later. It's the same thing. I mean, that's Tyson's the same goal. It's a different way to get there, though.
Tyson's looking to win each week, and he knows that he can win over all these people.
If he has a good
partner. He just doesn't want to get stifled with some terrible partner.
Right.
Whereas these other people, he's pitching it to them.
Right.
Like, we want to be the best of the best at the end, so that they're, like, feeling that way. Tyson is, it's very self-serving
for
him.
He's not intimidated.
It's not, he's not looking to compete against the best and the best in the end. It's just a self-serving, like,
It's self-serving because in the final, and I think Tyson's done his homework.
Yeah.
Tyson's going to perform in the final.
100%.
He will be fine.
Yeah.
But he has to get there.
You got it.
And I think he could get eliminated if it's a strength-based challenge or elimination. He could get cut. Mm-hmm. But nobody else is thinking about the final that we've seen. And I think Tyson is, but he's doing it in a shady way. I don't think he's telling people about the final.
No. Yeah, exactly. Well, that takes us to the challenge.
I will smack his head and eat it.
This challenge is called Hang On, Man.
TJ, what's with these titles this season?
Yeah, uninspired on this one.
So TJ says this is basically the challenge's version of Hangman. You will start by racing across the parking lot to grab stairs to build a staircase, one at a time. There are 12 steps, and it is a puzzle that you have to complete to climb to the top of the container. Once you get to the top of the container, one partner has to balance on a narrow beam while holding a rod on their shoulders with hanging chains. On the other side, there's a bin with letters, and you have to take a letter, and that letter will be your guess at your hangman board. If you are wrong, you have to run back with a 10-pound sandbag and clip it to one of your partner's chains. You must repeat this until you have enough letters to guess your phrase. After you solve, you have to transport one last sandbag back to the start. So yeah, that's this challenge.
That's the thing.
God, it was kind the longest cool thing. It was very cool. It was hard to kind of explain. It was like it's a very lengthy.
All makes sense when you're watching.
But once you start watching it, you're like, okay, cool. All right.
Yeah. The CBS show is doing a very good job of making sure each partner is utilized. I feel like the MTV show fucks that up sometimes where one person kind of does it all.
Does the whole thing.
Yeah. And one person just watches. This gets people involved. And even though you're just balancing, that's hard, man, with especially with 10 pounds on one side and nothing on the other.
Like
that can be a very difficult thing. So kind of into this challenge.
Especially because I don't think TJ really explained it in the rules. Or if he did, I didn't pay attention and I wasn't listening to Amanda because I was got a text message about something for the night. That not only do you have to balance, like if your bag hits the bat, you're also out.
And it's not that far, but 3-4 feet maybe off the thing, so you lose your balance for a touch and adjust for a second and it's your touch and then you're out. I'm surprised more people didn't DQ, frankly.
I don't really know.
Say there's nothing really significant.
I don't really know how to.
It comes down to Ben and what's his nuts.
Yeah, Tasha was balancing for her and James.
For and, like 2 seconds.
And he added a weight on after his first round out. And she said, "Let me know when you let go." And James says, "Okay, slowly letting go." And he looks like he just drops it, and it just like, I mean, it was like, James, like, for real?
Then she falls, and he's like, "What happened?"
Yeah, and I'm like, if I were her, I would have been like, "I told your dumbass."
Yeah, but she was cool about it.
She was very, she was very nice about it. They basically DQ, and so they're out, and the first and going into elimination. And basically it gets down to Angela and Kylan versus Ben and who's Ben? Kira. It seems to be kind of down to the two of them to solve this. And ends up Kylan does it and gets back. And so Kylan and Angela are the winners. And they both get $5,000 apiece. Putting Angela up to 11 and
which we Kylan didn't, up to 6. Did you mention again? I was checking text message.
Yeah.
Did you mention when TJ was introducing, like, and you'll get $5,000 to qualify for my final? Or for Tyson, qualified like 3 times over.
No, I missed that.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's funny. After this, James basically says, like, "Hey, I went from zero to hero before, and you know what? I'll do it again." So,
spoiler alert. He wouldn't.
Back at the house.
But I'm also surprised that he didn't, because he's had a very big presence on the show.
Yeah.
This James.
Oh, yeah.
I thought for sure he was going to make it a long way just because it really keeps focusing on him and stuff. Yeah. So I thought for sure I would know. I knew who was going to win.
He would just be the
he's just had to
underdog.
He's just had to really like scramble, these first few weeks.
Yeah.
And that's why I think he's getting so much of an edit.
Yep. But good for him, because now I would be excited to see him come back.
Exactly.
From I have no idea who you are to like, okay, it'd be cool to see you again. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Back at the house, we get Angela and Tyson. They talk about who the weakest teams are for the week. And they say, well, it's obviously Dominic and Cachet or David and Shannon. Mm-hmm.
But throwing out those Survivor names early, Tyson's breaking the Survivor strong.
Yeah. Yep. So then we see James and Dominic talking. Dominic says that he knows he has a good chance of going in. Justine and Leo also think that they might be in trouble. James is kind of wanting to go in against Justine and Leo's because he wants Justine's money. Ooh, going after his amazing race boy by wanting Justine's money. So yeah, then we get the winner loser chat.
Don't say my name, bitch.
Yeah.
But I do love how the alliances, the show alliances on this show are very fragile.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We're minutes away from them all tumbling.
Yeah.
Which I'm, all right, that's it. Yeah. Everybody for themselves. Yeah. Fuck all of you.
I kinda like that. It'd be a little too predictable if they just if Big Brother and Survivor just sort of picked off the other two.
Right.
And then it was those two. I kind of like that these, they're easy to infiltrate, you know, easy to kind of shake things up.
Yeah. Let's see. Then we get Angela. She kind of starts it off and says like, hey, well, tell us like, who would you beat? You know, James says, well, if it's not Big Brother people, which, you know, he knows he can't pick. It's Dominic and Cachet and then Leo and Justine. Tasha basically doesn't say much, but she says at the end of the day, you know, we're here for ourselves. And
yeah, doesn't someone bring up like Cinco or something? And James is like, well, I'm not really leaning that way.
Yeah.
No, I think it was James that brought them up.
Oh.
And the people in power, who I can't remember, were just sort of
Kylan
like,
and.
That's right.
Yeah.
They were just sort of like, they just stared at him like,
yeah,
absolutely not, man. Right. What are you talking about? And James is like, oh, well, that's obviously not.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll move on past that.
So, yeah. So then we get Cachet and Dominic talking, and Cachet tells Dominic that he's making it easy for everyone to vote them in.
Yep.
And cut to a montage of Dominic walking around like, I know we're going in. It's all right. I'm ready. Blah, blah, blah. I know it's me.
I want to go in.
And then she's like, we need to lay low and we have to play smart, you know. And he's like, I want to go in. And he's like, thank you for teaching me the game. Oh my God. I legitimately wanted to motherfucking punch this man.
Yeah.
You say that to me in my face. Like, Cachet was very sweet for just kind of laughing in her bed. Because
I would be like, look,
that well with me.
I have to go in as well, and I do not want to go in.
Yeah.
And you are basically dragging me in.
Yep. I really think so. My theory. That is totally unproven. I think Dominic wanted to go home.
Yeah.
And this is kind of my
thought.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to when we get to the elimination.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, because, that's super clear. But he knows he's kind of paired with somebody weak who's not going to make it far anyway. It's not like he's paired with Sarah from Survivor.
Trying to blame it on her, though.
Not like blame,
it is. Like
it's a partner game, so you're going to take somebody out. You can't just quit. You can't just give up. Right. You're going to take somebody with you. Might as well be this person he barely knows who's probably not going to make it far anyway. As opposed to leaving when he's with a super strong player. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
But it's still disrespectful. It's rude.
Oh, but then he says in his interview, like, I'm a construction foreman and I don't ask my crew their opinion. I tell them what to do.
Yeah.
And that is just gross. It's just like, what?
Because she's not your crew. She's your partner.
I don't care. And even if you are a foreman, like, that's not the approach that anybody wants to hear that you take. You know what I mean? Like, that's.
Goddamn millennials don't ever want to work.
Listen, no, but people, you know, like people want their opinions heard. Like, and if that's kind of your approach or whatever to everything, like that's fucking stupid. Like you're never going to get anywhere in life. Like it's a shitty human.
I've always said, if you ask me to do something instead of telling me to do something, it will be received a lot better.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So he did not come off well this episode. No. I think most people are kind of sick of him. I certainly am. This is not a great strategy, Dom. No.
Yeah.
Then we get James and Leo talking. This is where James says that he doesn't want to go against Dominic. But Leo's like, but you do want to go against me? And he's like, no, never. Cut to an interview with James where
he's rather
like,
go against.
But I would really like to go in against Leo because I want Justine's money. Leo immediately goes and tells Kayla. They're both confused. I don't know why James isn't more vocal to the two of them about Justine's money.
Right.
I feel like that's an obvious...
he just makes it sound like, oh, I think you're easier to take out instead of like, well, Justine's got a bunch of money.
I don't know. It was weird. He didn't really say like you'd be easier to take out. He didn't really say any of that. It was just bizarre. It was weird. So then I think that takes us into the next day. But basically they say they're not going to trust him going forward.
Yeah.
So,
which is probably a smart move.
Probably smart move, yeah. Which it's not going to matter. Because, the next day that takes us to the arena. Payback's a bitch! Bitch! Where did Tim go? Like, off on a mission somewhere?
Apparently he had to pee, probably. Oh. Or he's having phone sex with his girlfriend right now.
I think he went that way.
He went that way.
Oh, did he? Oh.
Yep.
You
don't pay attention to the world around you.
Amanda. I don't. You're right.
Let's see which way Tim comes from.
I don't care. So then James and Tasha are called out in their tunnels. We get Kylan and Angela. And they say, or TJ asked them for their vote or whatever. And so they end up sending in Dominic and Cachet. And they say that it's the best option for this week and moving forward. Super generic.
Sure.
But I think that then this is when we see like the flashbacks about
flashbacks.
Yeah, I think this is when we see the flashbacks about how it's best. I want to run with the best. I think that was their pitch to Kylan to pull him into this, like you were saying. I don't think that it's like their plan. Like, no, they want to win this game. They don't really want the best of the best at the end. They just need the weak people out so that they don't stifle their chances is basically what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So TJ announces that, that takes us to the elimination.
I did that already.
Oh, sorry. Hey, that's a bitch! Bitch! I remember.
We're already in the arena.
Yeah, we're in it. TJ says that this elimination is called plug and play. You will start off at the top of the container. One will jump in a tank of water to release building blocks. While the other partner will throw them down, then slide down the fire pole and start stacking to build a tower of 14 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
At the start, TJ announces that he will pull a lever to release the water fast. Once it hits the red line, it's over. So it's up to you if you want to plug the hole to help buy your partner some time or not.
So I think I have a perfect strategy for this
that
nobody did, and I don't know why. Well, I mean, Dominic does jack shit for strategy, but when you're in the water, why not just pull your shirt off, stick it in the hole.
Shove it in there.
And then you can just do whatever and not have to worry about it.
Right.
Smart.
Yeah.
Say, motherfucker.
Smart.
There's sometimes that there's rules that they don't tell us. I think.
Sure.
That might have been one.
Right.
Don't fuck around with that thing. Yeah.
Maybe.
No, they said you could plug it.
Yeah, but taking off items.
Well, I think that it would have probably sucked it through too.
Yeah,
like it was kind of a big hole. I mean, a t-shirt. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It is smart. That'd be better than what Dom did for sure.
Well, which is nothing.
Not even like when his head could be above water. Like I thought, maybe once it gets low enough that he could stand on it.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, this plays into my idea of that he wanted to go home.
Exactly what I thought was happening.
Yep.
Till they won. And then I'm just like, well, I guess he's fucking stuck here.
Because he had nothing to do with the win. He threw out the blocks as he was supposed to. I think he was hoping Cachet would fuck it up. he could leave saying like, well, I did my job. I threw the things out, you know, and she couldn't stack them.
Yeah.
I really think that was his strategy.
I don't know, because when he went into that tank, you remember he was like so cocky, like, I'm going to fucking show him what I'm good at or whatever.
Yeah, remember well, that's what you get.
She was going to be like, oh, I think I should be in the water. He's like, no, you will not. That right? is not
that's
happening.
That's it. That's it too. All of that bullshit. It's just like, ugh.
I do think but he was. Right. I don't know. He was better in the water. I mean, and even though we fucked it up, but I mean, it's. I think he was.
Oh, he was fast in there. I mean, he did a good job. Like, I'm not going to deny that. But it just, yeah.
He didn't do too good of a job.
No, really. But he didn't do the second part of it. That's losing. It.
Yeah.
But I mean, he got all of the blocks out, and you know, in a really quick amount of time. I mean, they were still working on their blocks over next to him far far longer than him. So. You know, I mean, that's where he was good, but
so I mean, what happens if they hit the red line?
Disqualified the other team.
It's you either need to be at
some reason I was thinking like they would both be in the same spot, but my brain's not working correctly.
Yeah, because if you see towards the end, when they win, their water is at the fucking line. Yeah. And the other, James's, has a ton left. Yeah. I mean, half of the water's left or something it's a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, whatever James was doing was really effective, sitting on it or putting his foot in it.
I think he was
whatever.
Just standing on it most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he tried to sit on it, and he's like, that was a horrible
bad idea.
Yeah, I could have shot his intestines out of his butthole. Right.
Shit.
It's like, aren't you not supposed to sit on the toilet on a cruise ship because it'll suck your insides out?
You're not supposed to flush while you're sitting on it.
Oh, that's right.
That's what it is. And an airplane.
Yeah. And I saw
supposedly.
Remember that scene in Final Destination? And the guy got sucked in the bottom of the pool?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's dangerous, man. Mm. James, you got to watch those horror movies.
No, thank you. Well, like you have alluded to, at the Dominic and Cachet pull this off by the hair on their chinny chin chins. And
it's all Cachet.
Not for Dominic trying to help.
No.
Yeah. Afterward,
I think next week we're going to get some interviews and he's going to be like, look, I was ready to go home.
Yeah.
I hated this whole experience.
I don't know.
We'll see.
He said, or she asked him what he was thinking, or TJ asked him what he was thinking. He says he wasn't. And TJ tells him,
brain fart.
Good thing you have a strong partner. And I kind of liked this little moment just because it's don't TJ, be an ass.
TJ being too nice.
Don't be an ass.
TJ should have been like, what the fuck were you doing?
Yeah. That was an understated burn. Yeah. It's not the typical TJ we see on the MTV show.
Yeah.
It worked.
It did. So Tasha and James are eliminated. They both almost practically beg to come back and do another one of these. No. And Cachet and Dominic are left to split their $3,000.
Yeah. So they're still not qualified during the final, even though they won an elimination.
Right.
Yeah. I think these numbers should be inverted. I think it should be 1,000 for winning the daily, 5,000 for winning an elimination.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I think so.
Right.
I don't know.
I do. I think if you win one elimination, you should be qualified for the final. That's what I think.
Right.
Dailies are less important.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I think. But then that puts... but we've already seen that kind of strategy, I guess. And maybe that's why they're doing it different. Because we've already seen them do basically like... Skulls. You have to win an elimination to make a final.
Yeah, that's the skulls.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen that. So, yeah, I think this is kind of the inverse of
technically,
that.
It's not $1,000 for winning an elimination. It's just you get their bank account.
Their bank account.
So if you throw some Tyson gets thrown into an elimination somehow.
Yeah, then you get half.
I feel like you're earning your money because the people that have won and have money, like they're harder, of course.
Yeah.
They're going to be a harder beat out of the elimination. So yeah,
that's probably true. It might be more important later when they're hard, when people have more money in the accounts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So far, it's only Tyson
whittling people down.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Until this episode, the only people were Tyson and whoever won eliminations.
But
yeah.
Now there's going to be more. That's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Tim, do we have any reviews?
We sure do. Wolfie's got a terrible one.
Oh, sweet. Whatever.
Prepare yourself,
just
Wolfie.
Read it as is. Would you please?
Wolfie's voice. Wolfie, you draw out all your words. It's like you're singing your sentences. Very slow sentences. Ev611 says she wishes she could listen, but she can't tolerate you.
I don't know what you're talking about. We have the best sentences, the best sentences right. in the world.
I probably do.
That's not you, Amanda. That's Wolfie.
Yeah.
Fuck that person. We don't want you to listen. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Ev. 611. What do you know?
Right. No, I think
she's not even listening. She's not going to hear this.
I think that's, I think it's one of those weird ADHD things because instead of saying, I just slow down what I'm saying to catch my brain up.
I talk a lot slower. Yeah,
it's weird. But it's a quirk.
All start talking like this. You love it or you hate it.
You either love it or you hate it.
All start talking in slow-mo and take all of this stuff off of you.
Oh, well, I accidentally published one of our podcasts that was all just noise. So I will delete that real quick.
Ooh.
Whoopsie daisies. Anyway, that was our only review.
Oh. Wow. That was not nearly that terrible.
you can recover from that one.
Yeah, I'm always prepared for like the worst.
She's waiting for that one that's like Amanda, that bitch.
That's something that I just have no control of, and it's really not something that I can stop myself from.
I wouldn't worry about it.
From doing so.
We have all gotten bad, except for maybe Wolfie. Wolfie, have you ever gotten a bad review?
Probably. If not, please write me some. I want some.
We do need some reviews.
Oh, yeah. We've had two negative. Brian was negative.
We've had two bad ones in a row. So if you listen to this show and like it, listen to it and love it instead and give us a good review.
I think I got a bad review for that episode where I was trying to not be negative. Yes. So I just didn't talk.
That's right. And for eating the chips. You've had a few bad
couple.
Ones.
Brian has to do something extreme though. Tim and I just have to have a normal day.
Sometimes. We just have to exist and people hate us.
They don't like your voice. Yeah, like, okay, fine. I'm sorry.
Head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group, tell me how much I suck on the podcast. I would love it. Make sure to tag me in it. I will heart that son of a bitch so fast. Join our Patreon. What do people get when they join our Patreon, Tim?
All right. $1 a month gets you exclusive access to after shows, pre-shows, years and years worth of content. Mendy, thank you for keeping me honest. I am publishing that stuff a little better than I used to. But yeah, a lot of different content there. $5 a month, we have video.
Hi.
Don't know how popular that is, but if you want to watch us on video.
Nobody ever watches it.
Probably not.
Thanks for your $5 and taking nothing in return.
That's right. But for $2 a month or more, we say your name. So thank you to Abby, Allie, Alphonse, Alvin, Amanda, Anais, Andrea, Andrew, Angela, Bell, Brian, Cab, Carlin, Caroline, Cassandra, Christian, Christopher, Clint, Danielle, Daz, Ellen, Emily, Ari, Greg, Heidi, Isabella, Jacqueline, Jamie, Janelle, Jim, Julie, Catherine, Katie, Kyla, Laura, Leanne, Lily, LJ, Luke, Madeline, Mindy, Misty, Nicole, Patty, Roldan, Ryan, Sarah, Scott, Seth, Shakar, Stan, Tara, Taylor, Xavier, and Zach.
Woo! Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you, everybody.
We love all but one of you. All but one.
All but one.
All but one.
Is it up for them to figure out which one of them?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you.
If you can guess correctly, we'll give you some challenge swag. Not that we have any.
You want to try this?
I'm triggering all those like very insecure patrons that are all just like, wait, are they talking about me?
Do they hate me?
Yeah. The answer is yes.
It's Ryan. Just admit it's Ryan.
All right, it's Ryan. Ryan, it's you.
Ryan hasn't said anything in the chat room for a while, so I don't think he's listening anymore.
Ooh, that's good. Right? A cherry cider?
Cherry rhubarb.
Oh, I heard you talk about this on the Couch Palace podcast.
Yeah.
Tim, I think you got rid of our live stream, by the way.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why everybody's out.
Oh, whoops.
That's funny.
You deleted the wrong one.
No, I didn't.
I bet you did.
It says I've been broadcasting for an hour.
Well,
you don't know nothing.
The internet doesn't know nothing.
Wait.
Yeah, Tim fucked up.
Yeah, reload it. Reload it now.
I did.
Reload it again.
All right, it's back.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. See? Yeah, everything's fine.
You set it to private. That's what you did.
I did. I know.
Tim's
done. But then
done.
I reset it to public, so whatever.
Everybody left the chat room.
I was going to say, let's just close this sucker out.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Challenge, a podcast all about CBS, MTV, and Paramount Plus, The Challenge. This has been Brian.
Amanda.
Big O's VD.
And as Dominic said, I don't know, it was a momentary brain fart.
The Challenge. The Challenge. The Challenge. The Challenge. The Challenge.